Instrumental figures in the storied history of the Dogs have been called to the hall. Longtime directors Jim Wildman, Jim Amey and Pablo Fourneau, along with the three Pete Dogs teams from 2007 to 2009 and the original Core 4, plus 1-4, Dogs form the induction class of 2022 for the Okotoks Dogs Hall of Fame. At some point you just have to recognize your most valuable volunteers, said Dogs managing director John Arcandia. Because as a nonprofit we rely on that. The passion that made Siemens Stadium and the Dogs happen was fueled by volunteers, it's not fueled by money. These guys are representative of that vision, but the baseball side is important too. Enter two of the most important Dogs teams in the organization's storied history, the team that set the tone and established a winning culture in Okotoks and the team that put Dogs baseball on the map. We built the stadium and finished building on opening day and we reeled off three straight championships with basically the same core group of players, Arcandia said of the three-peat. After the first 3 years people started to think we have to win every year because that team was so significant to establishing what we are to a new community. The original Dogs youth team, a group that featured the likes of Jim Henderson, Emerson Frosted, Vince and Matt Arcandia, Tanner Osberg and James Avery was especially impactful as well. The donors, myself, that all came about because of the initial group and the success they had, Arcandia said. They put the Dogs on the map in a huge way and it's hard to even imagine now much success that group had. The trio of individual inductees all made their mark, and continue to, in unique ways. Wildman, a volunteer for 17 years and counting, was integral to the team getting a foothold in a new community when the Dogs made the switch from Calgary to Okotoks as a local director and ear on the ground in the community. Initially we were some Calgary guys building a good baseball stadium and driving down there every day, Arcandia said. He really symbolized some of that enthusiasm over the course of that winter as we were building the stadium in the community. He really became a pivot person in the community and he really talked up the Dogs. He was really proud of Okotoks and how this was a sports town and this was the missing thing. Fourneau became involved with the Dogs when the team was still in Calgary and had aspirations of getting into the sports merchandise business. Fourneau, who had three sons play for the Dogs including current relief pitcher Brody, became so integral to the organization that the team's general store was built into the design of Siemens Stadium with him in mind. It became so fundamental to who we were and our brand, Arcandia said. When we moved to Okotoks and built Siemens Stadium he was so keen and became so integral to the whole thing that he moved his family, to Okotoks. The owner of Grand Slam Sports has worn many hats for the Dogs from operations manager, to coach, recruiter and operator of the team's general store. He's really done it all, Arcandia said. And this is in recognition of his 20 years of volunteerism and partnering with the Dogs. Fellow inductee Amy has similarly taken on many roles off the field for the team, with time spent as operations manager, concession manager and VP of food and beverage. He's still the guy who's instrumental in setting the products we sell, setting the pricing, Arcandia said. And communicating with the various suppliers, he's critical in that sense and lends a lot of expertise to that. The cancer survivor has also played a big role in the team's annual Father's Day game fundraising initiative with the Prostate Cancer Center. We just thought it was time to recognize 20-plus years of volunteerism by him, Arcandia said. All three of them were really important pieces of the puzzle. Dogs pitcher Matt Tugboat, Wilkinson throws against the Moose Jaw Miller Express at Siemens Stadium on June 19. Brent Calver, Okotoks today tough sledding on the diamond, it was a tough weekend for the Dogs, 14-5, in the long-anticipated return home. The Moose Jaw Miller Express pulled off the two-game sweep over Okotoks on June 18-19. The front end of the set saw the visitors win 10-7 on the strength of 4- and 5-run innings in the 4th and 5th, respectively. Alejandro Cazorla led the Dogs with a 3-run home run, the outfielder's first of the season. Okotoks then fell 8-3 in the Father's Day game in front of a massive crowd of 5,048 at Siemens Stadium. Southpaw hurler Matt Wilkinson made his first start since joining the team off his JUCO World Series championship with the Central Arizona Vaqueros earlier in the month. The hard-throwing lefty allowed 5 runs on 8 hits over 5 innings while Okotoks struggled at the plate, leaving 10 players on base in the nooner. Dogs outfielder Tucker Zadunich slides into third under the gun against the Moose Jaw Miller Express at Seaman Stadium on June 19. Brent Calver, Okotoks today upcoming fixtures coming off an extended road trip. The Dogs will enjoy home cooking for most of the upcoming week with five consecutive matches at Seaman Stadium from June 22 to 26 featuring the Fort McMurray Oil Barons, Sylvan Lake Gulls and Edmonton Prospects. The June 24th game versus Sylvan Lake will be a special one as the Dogs will welcome their 1 millionth fan through the gates of Seaman Stadium since the friendly confines opened its doors. The Canada Day homestand follows from June 30th to July 2nd. The first of two are against Edmonton with gates opening at 4 p.m. on July 1st for live music, face painting for kids of all ages, mascot photo ops along with a post-game fireworks extravaganza. The July 2nd match will also feature a Jimmy Buffett Margaritaville tribute band. For more information, go to dogsbaseball.ca.